All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City on the 6th day of April, 2021. And we want to thank each of you for making this show one of the more popular shows on the Voice America Business Channel, and thank you. And encourage you to send along whatever comments you have to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. Questions and number 4, taylor@gmail.com. We do want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Today's sponsors are Novo Resources, Sitka Gold Corp., El Oro Resources, Irving Resources, Hannon Metals, Fury Gold Mines, Great Bear Resources, Lion One Metals, SK Mining Corp., and Firefox Gold. We have a very busy schedule, so let's jump right into today's show. Which I've titled Biden's Last Throw of the Geopolitical Dice. In the second half of today's show, Alistair MacLeod will talk about the background to the geopolitical situation facing the Biden administration and why he thinks America is destined to fail in the current Cold War against the combined power of Russia and China, not through a lack of military power, but due to economic forces. So we'll ask Alistair to explain his thesis on that. Now, if the global economy is going to turn green, there's a huge amount of copper and silver that will be required, and one mini-cap company with the backing of a major Japanese entity is Hannon Metals, with an enormous near-surface, high-grade, sedimentary-hosted target in Peru. Michael Hudson, the president of Hannon Metals, will be with me during the second segment today to give us an update on that company's progress. And then Michael Oliver, who he's not with us today, but he believes that we've likely seen the bottom in the bear market for gold and silver. He's not with us today, but another very astute observer of precious metals and a friend of mine who has had a great deal of success investing in the markets, in energy, and perhaps most of all in biotechs. That's my friend Chen Lin, and he's here. Michael's not here, but Chen's here, and we're so glad that he could be with us today. Thanks for joining me, Chen.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Thank you, Chen. And just to get your quick view on the precious metals, what are your thoughts now? Michael thinks we've probably seen the bottom. What are you thinking?
Yes. Gold is trying to bottom here. Okay, right now it's still very calm, so it's not like nothing very violent or anything. Mm-hmm. The gold needs to be over 750. To form some sort of double bottom, but GDX is already bottom. The chart looks like GDX is the bottom. So it's good, you know, and usually gold would, you know, one or the other, usually gold miners go first and then gold go next. It, you know, they usually go together. But we have seen GDX outperforming gold in the past 2 weeks, so which is, you know, very good, very encouraging. So, you know, we'll see. But the cloud is Goldman just put out a report. They think, you know, short dollar going to rebound here. They abandoned their shorting dollar. They have been shorting dollar for almost a year. They think because United States vaccine is rolled out so fast, Europe is so slow, so the U.S. dollar will have, advantage over Europe. Right, so that's the issue. It's possible. So we could consolidate as well. So it's a very interesting place for gold, definitely.
Yeah. Well, it's, as Michael Oliver has pointed out on this show many times, there's not that sort of correlation between the dollar and gold as a lot of people think. So sometimes it can actually move in opposite directions. But in any event, That's interesting, and we'll see, because you and I both have a lot of interest in seeing rising precious metals prices, and I think that you have also done some things with platinum. I think you sort of feel that platinum could outperform gold.
Well, for the time being, because the inventory is very lean. All the companies, they have a very, very lean inventory, and then when the demand pick up, they always have the, misplacement, not just platinum. The best performing metal is iridium, from 1,000 to 6,000 right now, just in 3 months. So it's like now it's back to work. Everybody wants to drive a car. Everybody wants to get a new laptop, new cell phone. Mm-hmm. All these electric components, it's demand going through the roof. Right, we have a chip shortage right now. So they couldn't have to shut down the assembly line. So there's a lot of issues. And what I feel, platinum is a significant discount to gold. Used to be twice as much as gold. So we have some room to go up from here.
Well, Chen, there's an emerging gold exploration story that you like a lot, and one that I've just added to my newsletter, Labrador Gold Corp. Talk about that, if you would, for a moment.
Yeah, I just have a very long chat with the management. I had an interview for the Metals Investment Forum. That's, I think, 2-3 weeks ago. So they just got a permit. Okay, they are drilling. And then they said in the interview, which published on the Metal Investment Forum website, that they are going to put the pictures on, because it's visible gold, okay? So if they see anything good, they're going to put a picture on their website so people know they hit the target. They're very similar to their neighbor, which is Newfound Gold. And structure-wise, if you talk to Dr. Quentin Henning, it's very similar, and then just on the border extended to their land. And then they already saw the very large visible gold on the surface, right? So they're just drilling, just trying to find a vein going under. So it seems to be a very high probability, and we're quite excited about that.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, and I think they found some high-grade gold samples on surface, and I know that Quentin Henning talks about it being the same belt of rocks as the Queensway deposit next door there, that's Newfound Gold, and they're on to a tremendous discovery. He, he really compares it to that very rich gold deposit over in Australia that was really the company maker for Kirkland Lake. Well, Chen, I know that
I just want to mention that the Labrador Gold market cap is less than 1/10 of Newfound Gold. I think that's really the kicker, right? So
that's exactly right.
Very important.
That's exactly right. And Chen, I must say that I just recently, thinking in those terms, have just reduced my holdings a little bit of Newfound in order to buy some Labrador Gold. And I will be covering this story in my newsletter this weekend as well. Just with a couple of minutes left here yet, Chen, Amyris Inc. is a biotech story that is a very exciting story. Maybe just take 2 minutes and talk about Amyris, if you would.
Yeah, the Amyris is something I feel they have a strong potential. I was, when I was buying it late last year, it was trading close to cash, similar as I did with Apple like almost 20 years ago. So I missed Apple run, so too early, so I'm not going to sell this time. So I'm kind of holding. It has been tremendous run, and as it's turned, right? They started to cash flow positive. They just announced a major deal that put over $100 million in their pocket. So they no longer need to raise money. They have been raising money a lot in the past few years. That's why stock was so. Now they don't. They're cash flow positive. They are turning, and then they have over $100 million. They can monetize those, and then they continue to expand. The idea about that is using a yeast, genetic modified yeast, to produce anything you can think about in the world. So they can do from marijuana. If they are successful, their marijuana going to take over all the marijuana plants in the world, because they are so much efficient. They basically create marijuana on a cell level. They have those sugar cane, the sugar substitute. It will be much better and without any bitter taste. That's supposed to be the best. And then they have so many other things. They have squalene. Squalene is from shark liver, using your cosmetic. And then, you know, there are so many sharks was killed for this. Now that you don't need to kill the shark from their yeast process. So they can, they have so many potentials. And I've seen company with, they are in their same area. Okay. They have 1 million revenue. They're trading at a few billion market cap. This company has almost 200 million in revenue and trading at 5 billion. So it's like, relatively speaking, it's a hidden gem still, even at the current price.
Yeah, has gotten up to $22 or so, and I think you might have been buying some at around four, Chen. So congratulations on that. Certainly is a very exciting, I think, a new, really sort of a revolutionary chemistry company. I would sort of look at it that way.
Absolutely,
biochemistry.
There's a report come out that the United States competing with China. You mentioned a little bit that there are five areas. One is artificial intelligence, another is bioengineering in this area. And they're the leader in this bioengineering. It's supposed to revolutionize the way, you know, for us in whatever, you know, in the future, for next decades or if not centuries.
And it might have some implications for a greener globe as well. I mean, and I remember hearing one of the members of management saying, "Yeah, we could produce more cow meat and have fewer cows," something like that.
Exactly.
It's pretty crazy.
So many things. It's coming. Yeah. They have like a 20 molecule, and then they're creating, you know, a few molecules every year. It's an assembly line. They're like a few years ahead of competition. So this is hopefully the Google of this area.
Yeah, it could very well be the case. Chen, I want to thank you.
Their founder is also the founder of Amazon, Google, and Apple, Kleiner Perkins. So it's kind of
Kleiner Perkins is exactly right. There's some very serious people involved with this company, and so it's one that I've really gotten excited about as well, Chen. And you know, I'm such a gold bug; it's hard to pull me away from the gold sector. But this is one you've succeeded in getting me very excited about. I want to thanks, Chen. We do have to leave it go at that. My engineer is telling me we're out of time. We have to run now. But thank you so much for sharing your ideas. It's always a pleasure having you with us.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it.
All righty, folks. We do have to go to break now, but don't go away. Michael Hudson, the president of Hannon Metals, will be with me when we come back. Don't go away.
Fury Gold Mines is a Canadian exploration and development company committed to aggressively growing its scalable, high-grade gold assets across its 3.5 million ounce portfolio. Led by a management team of proven explorers and developers, Fury aims to generate major catalysts and performance per share by advancing exploration campaigns across Canada. Fury is well-positioned to create value for investors with low-risk development growth and the potential for a new major discovery. Fury Gold Mines trades on the TSX and NYSE American under Fury. To learn more, go to FuryGoldMines.com.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.